A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. There are many things about God, or many things God wants of us, that we may never understand. And every now and then I have to ask myself, you know, that question, why on earth would God want me to do this or something? And I keep struggling with the answer and I never find an answer. So when I see a Bible passage like today in the Gospel of Mark, it's really consoling that the apostles of Jesus Christ, who saw him physically, they ate with him, they followed him through the beaten paths of Jerusalem, Palestine, they also had difficulties understanding him. But what Jesus Christ asks of them is not to let their hearts harden like the Pharisees and the scribes and the Pharisees, who feel that they have figured out all that there is, who feel they know what there is to it. Rather, the apostles of Jesus Christ must open their hearts to the love that Jesus Christ offers to them. Christ will constantly ask of us many things in our lives. We may never understand why, and maybe we shouldn't try to understand why, but rather we should respond with love to him.